for the purpose of critique, review, education, positivity, creativity, and no real abusive, outlandish obscurities. We are using this stuff to try to educate people. So we are not making any money off of it. We are just trying to create.
We are the Nerdlings Podcast. I am WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And I'm Jersey Mike, junior nerdling. It's great to be doing this live after 2 months.
You're back. You're back in one piece.
Back from Virginia. It was a nice time on the East Coast, but there is nothing like Vegas. And what do you come to? Not sunshine.
Lots of clouds and rain going on.
The rain. They said this might have been Vegas's one of their worst rains on record.
Yeah, because, I mean, I looked out there and it reminded me of Oregon. And it was like depressing.
Yeah.
Because I could not go out. I didn't want to go out.
I could imagine. I mean, you know, everybody's inside. If you fly into Vegas, they've canceled flights. Because we were stuck 4 hours at the airport.
It was that
Charlotte
weather front that came in from California
and just
that
blew everything out.
Basically ended the drought right there for them. Spot on.
And then we had a hurricane and tornadoes in the Midwest. Hurricanes coming up through the panhandle of Florida yesterday.
Yeah, Georgia.
Everything just crushed.
Everything's just
and then
gone
it's just
down.
Like now you come back to Vegas where you think it's sunny.
Yeah.
It was sunny today, but everybody's bundled up because it's like 40
yeah.
degrees.
I was freezing cold. You know, I got like 3 shirts on.
Yeah. And they say people come to Vegas not to wear shirts.
But you know, in a few days, it's going to clear over, and then we're going to be back to, because we've been running about 10 degrees warmer than what our seasonal normal should be. And that's really kind of nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I looked at the forecast, like in the beginning of February, we're like in the 60s again, late high 50s, early 60s, you
mm-hmm.
know, like that. Perfect, because you're coming into like still winter, and you get depressed, but out here, it's not bad because it's always sunny.
Yeah.
And did you know Las Vegas is one of the most sunniest spots in America? 259 days a year, we have sun.
That's like equal to Palm Springs
yes.
or Scottsdale, Arizona. Very sunny.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Talked to a guy yesterday in the cab line. We were coming back. He was from Miami. They had a 2-hour delay because of all the moisture in the air with all the stuff. So something's really weird the way all this weather is hitting the last couple weeks. And then we had 13 inches of snow in Virginia.
That's a lot of snow.
That was unbelievable.
They just, in Portland, they just had a record. Because normally on the Willamette Valley, it's about 500 feet, maybe almost sea level between the Cascade Mountains and the coastal mountains. It's pretty sea level, very low. Usually snow never gets down there. And like 24 hours at my folks' house, 8 inches of snow. Redundantly crazy.
Yeah, redundantly crazy. And it's just like you say, it's just
is what is.
All those aerosol caps that we had, like all the sprays and stuff,
yeah.
I think it finally has some kind of mass effect.
All that hairspray that the
yes.
Fonz used on his hair, or Sean Anal, the hairspray, Aquanet.
Or the hairspray bands of the 80s.
Yeah.
All the spiked up hair and up to here and everything. It's finally catching up to us.
I'm glad you bring that up. First, did you watch? Okay, we are not going to get political. We don't endorse any politician. We're not going to wade into that because we're here to talk about nerd stuff, which we got about 7 or 8 points of different things we're going to go over, which are in the news. And then next week, we'll get back into a topic of
nice.
That we're getting into.
Nice.
But did you watch any of the politics
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Opinions, thoughts?
Opinions.
Simple.
In all honesty.
Simplicities.
Doesn't matter my opinion. Doesn't matter your opinion. Whoever the president is the president. And that goes
yeah.
for everybody out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy people out there, but this guy is a businessman. He can straight out what the crooks did to America for so long. He could actually do it and actually make America great again. Now, I'm not saying any
yeah.
political views or anything, but if you notice, have you been watching the financials and stuff? This guy's already created 8,000 to 10,000
yeah.
jobs. Stop the plant. Being from Ford
yeah.
in Mexico. Korea wants to kick in double their money for the cars.
Yeah.
Germany wants to turn around
well,
and invest
I posted
more.
A video on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
Grandma's dog, Sammy.
Yeah.
I think he had the best opinion of it because he was just sprawled out. You can go see the video on Instagram. I just show a little bit of the TV and then I pan over to Sammy and he was just like, what do you want?
But am I right about the opinions though?
I think you are, yeah.
There's nothing we can do about it. It's already done. Now,
this train is going
guess.
Through the station.
Exactly. So let's like our monkeys, the last plane, last train to Clarkville,
last train to Trumpville.
Yeah, it arrived. Deal with it, people. Just deal with it. Don't cause problems.
Well, I started thinking about the whole. I mean, because I didn't watch it. I did other things. I'm a busy person.
Yeah.
I started thinking about, is there anything that I got White House story I could tell? And from my brain, I got a story that I'm going to tell. It's just a story. about the White House, about a famous rocker being summoned to the White House by one of the presidents.
Oh, sweet.
And this is a never-been-told story of the person who told it to me.
Let's roll with this. This is...
That'll be at the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving for that one for last.
I was going to say, here's the drum roll.
You want to hear that? You're going to have to wait till the end of the podcast. And we did just do a couple on the two channels that we have on Instagram, WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast. We decided to activate that live button.
We had a few likes, nothing great.
We had three people tune in.
But let me tell you, listen.
Instagram, move that live button somewhere more center stage so you don't have to swipe and then look for it down on the bottom left and it kind of blends in. Get it more front and center. We're nerdlings. We know what we like and what we want. We want the live button on Instagram more available so that we can make use of it. There, I said it.
And not just use of it, we also need to turn around and get you guys to get hits and likes to tell us what you want to have for topics and watch us live. That way you can see
that
what
we
you
can
like
branch
and
out
you don't like.
Podcast.
Exactly.
So, let's get on the first one. Star Wars Rogue One. Did you go
saw the movie?
You saw it.
December 18th, the same weekend it came out. Can I tell you something?
Tell us. Go for it.
Best Star Wars movie I've saw since probably the original.
The original. I have to say, I thought it was the first thing I noticed. I mean, I loved it because I went 2 weeks ago. I went on a Tuesday night at the South Point. $5.25. All movies all day.
Well, we went to a place in Williamsburg that they actually serve you food. You can go to the movies, order your dinner, everything, and they bring it right to you. Well,
did you have those power lounge seats?
Yes.
Okay, because they got those at the South Point now.
But a place where you can order drinks in the movies, live booze.
I think you can do that at the South
Point,
too.
Never knew that. Never knew that.
Never considered that.
This thing is crazy, and you can eat dinner. I mean, they're killing you on the price, but come on. That's better than going home.
Yeah.
And watching, like, whatever you want to watch to turn around and get you through your evening.
Yeah.
Live like this on a big theater.
So what did you think? What else played into your mind about it? Not criticizing it, but what did you like?
I liked the big Ewok things that they were going on the beach and attacking.
The AT-ATs.
I like the action.
I like the way they had so many planets they went to, so many characters, but I noticed early on, it's like, there's a lot of British accents in this at Star Wars.
But what I really liked about this one is they all died when they sent that big thing down.
That's what I noticed, yeah.
And they just all wiped out that
like,
we know of.
None of you will be back for a sequel unless they go back. Well, here's the backstory of this character and that character.
And we lost one of the great actresses, Carrie Fisher.
We talked about that. Yeah.
But who won't be coming back from the movie.
But the way they CGI'd her, computer-generated imaged her at the end, that was a shock to me. But I like that because it brings it right up from to the beginning of Star Wars when they're intercepting the vessel ship and everything.
I loved it when she said, what is this? Hope.
Hope, yeah. So, now, do you remember the very last battle that was going on? It almost looked like the palm trees, the sand. Very South Pacific. World War II oriented. Sort of.
The weird thing about...
Notice that?
Yeah, but the weird thing about this is they have a beach with a massive planet around it with a Death Star. You would never think about that. This guy...
Oh, the other thing I loved, when they finally got the data drive, and here she is running around with what looks like a hard drive with a silver disc off her hip.
Yeah, then she's falling off, hanging on to the big thing all the way down, drops it.
I'm thinking if you're actually having the hard... I thought that was kind of creative and cool. Running with the hard drive, you would be protecting that disc a little bit more from debris.
Hey, listen, that movie I also liked about that movie was they had the action like they had in Empire Strikes Back when they had the snow scenes. They had the people getting shot. How about that Asian guy?
The blind guy.
Yeah, who couldn't see. And he
did well. That's
unbelievably killed everybody. Then he tells the other guy.
He shoots the TIE fighter down. It comes down and impacts into the fortress.
And then when he dies, he said, the force is with you. Then his friend, who's his bodyguard or whatever, the big guy, he wounds up just going crazy to fight.
You know, somewhere, I bet there's going to be another backstory where they connect him to Obi-Wan Kenobi or to Yoda. Somewhere.
You probably have that right. It's probably written and diced and thriced already. Hollywood.
Well, okay, so it was very South Pacific. The trees and everything like that. Movie was over. I'm walking out and leaving, and I'm just thinking about how cool that whole kind of... Almost like, ever see the TV show Black Sheep?
Yes.
the way they the plane fights along the beaches and everything.
Did they have like a 4-foot Darth Vader doll with something in it with a lifesaber, like a blow up?
I didn't see that in the lobby.
They had that right outside the movie theater in Virginia. I couldn't believe it. That was pretty cool.
That I did not see.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, I mean, they had all kinds of stuff. Now, going back to when we went to the original Star Wars,
yeah.
Remember when they sold, like, the posters, the movie program, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. If you could get, if you have original stuff of that, you know, that's valuable. That's
yeah,
got that
but
money.
I'm saying they should go back to that. That's what I thought they were going to do with this little thing.
Yeah.
And you think afterwards, oh, they're going to sell or they're going to present. No.
Well, I got to tell you what happened to me after the movie. This is a squirrel serendipity. Okay?
Oh, so, I believe that.
So I'm done. It's you know 8:30 the evening or so. I'm getting ready to drive home, and I'm just thinking that it's Star Wars. This is cool. Okay, and then I'm thinking about Star Wars right now. It's like every 6 months there's a flip flop. Star Wars, Star Trek. Star Wars, Star Trek. Star Wars.
Yes,
Star, just keeps
yeah.
doing that. Okay. I'm walking. I'm heading to the elevator at South Point to head to the parking garage. I get on the elevator. There's a couple other people there. In gets an elderly lady and an elderly gentleman. The elderly gentleman is wearing, he's a veteran. He's got a veteran's baseball cap on.
Okay.
With his ship's logo on it of what ship. I mean, he looks, I'm going to say it, he looks like a veteran. Very dignified, very, very elderly statesman type. On his hat, it says that he was a member on the ship of the aircraft carrier. Do you want to guess?
Enterprise! Pretty cool.
What are the freaking odds of that? I didn't say anything. All I
Did
said
you get
to
a fast picture?
I didn't get a picture.
Oh,
I just
wow,
said
okay.
to him, I just pointed to him. I go, sir, I like your hat. He goes, oh, thank you. I had to go, I got home. I'm just like, what are the odds? I'm thinking about next 6 months somewhere down the road. Because actually, we got the Star Trek convention coming up soon.
August, I think,
August,
right?
Something yeah. like that. This summer. I'm thinking, what are the odds? If anybody I can run into in the elevator, a veteran from the aircraft carrier Enterprise, which was not at Pearl Harbor, it was one of the aircraft carriers that the president shipped out. I think it was FDR.
Okay.
Shipped out, so it was not at Pearl Harbor.
Now, when you talk about flip-flop, did you ever see the show Flip-Flop when they do the houses?
I am aware of it, but I've never seen it.
Okay. The most beautiful woman is on that show with her husband. They have two kids. Well, they're getting a divorce now.
Oh, yes.
They both cheat. Or she cheated. I don't know. But it's just unbelievable. You talk flip-flop. I love that show. It's just amazing. And all they do, you know, they gut the houses, flip it.
Yeah.
And they do high-end California property.
That's high.
So, yes. And it's amazing, though. You say flip-flop. That's what's on my brain now. Not flip-flops. Flip-flop the show.
Well, okay. So, I mean, for coming December 2017, they already got the next Star Wars installment film. Carrie Fisher did her part. But they are now working on what's going to be in December. I can't believe they're going this far out. I like it because it's so much nerdom to go see all those action scenes.
You don't even have to nerd out. This is just beautiful for not just nerds, sci-fi fans.
Yeah.
People who like weird kind of UFO stuff. People who just into cult fiction and stuff and good movies.
It's a nerdling.
It's a
nerdling
this
movement.
This is hitting, exactly, nerdling movement.
But 2018 December is when they're supposed to bring out the movie that's got the backstory of a younger Han Solo. And the actor who just joined the cast, Woody Harrelson.
Really?
Yes.
From Cheers, Woody Harrelson makes it. I can't believe that.
You know, at times when watching Cheers, I never thought that Woody Harrelson would have been able to shake Woody the bartender's character.
You know what? I loved Woody.
Woody was fun because he was always, oh, that's it, Mr. Peterson. You're right. I don't know what we're talking about, but you're right.
You know what else I liked about his character on there? His girlfriend, Kelly. When he wrote the song, Kelly, 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 Kelly. And I'll tell you what. That goes to show you, he bagged a rich chick, so who knows what else is going on.
All right, so I got to show you, while I was doing the Star Wars research, you know, like the little sidebars pop up with stuff, I found some fan art that some fans drew of Jessica Rabbit in Star Wars regalia.
What's that?
Costume. You know, costume. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to post these pictures with credit on the Instagram account because they are cool.
Okay,
This just feeds into the pure nerdiness of it, okay? So, nope, not that one. This one right there.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Oh, gotcha. Wow. What did she give you, Woody? Holy shit.
All right, so this is fan art that has been drawn of Jessica Rabbit in Star Wars regalia costume.
That's why I said you have a Woody. Wow, she's sexier than any woman I've seen alive.
I didn't realize I put that segue in there.
Hey, I'm just going to say the way it is. She got beautiful body, gun, yeah. And she's going to chain you up.
So there's Jessica Rabbit wearing the Princess Leia bikini.
With chain.
With chain. So here's the next one. Just one more. Right there. Jessica Rabbit as a stormtrooper.
I'll tell you what. Now it makes you... I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to behave myself. But wow. She just needs a cigarette there.
It's almost like a Sharon Stone thing. But yeah, Jessica Rabbit as a stormtrooper. And I think that's... Oh, yeah. Here she is as Tron.
Oh, wow.
I like
that
one.
Video game, right?
Yes.
Wow. I like that one right there with the blue underwear on. Wow.
There's one more Tron one right there.
Wow.
So I'm going to share those on the Instagram account because they're worth sharing.
And not just worth sharing, they're worth looking at,
worth
too.
Looking
more
at.
Ways than one.
So, brings us on to our next topic. Vine.
Going on with Vine? I haven't seen Vine in so long.
The Vine app is now dead and gone. As of
really?
January 18th, they announced, because we started going out, vining, walking around Las Vegas.
Almost 2 years ago,
and it was fast. You could actually get something loaded. You had a limited amount of characters you could type in, like 140.
Yeah.
Bang, it would load up off to the next one. And I enjoyed it because going around this city of Las Vegas and looking for little improv jokes I could do on the spot.
Priceless.
Within six, and here's the thing. All right, so they started to lose a lot of their followers.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just because they wouldn't update it. And from my experience, it was slower because I think I got it pegged right at the last day we went out just to do Vine. Because I was balancing in between Vine and Instagram, between the two. And it wouldn't load. I got sick and tired of waiting for it to load. And it's like, forget it. I'm just got to the point when it just would start filming video. I would just film, or maybe you did it too. We film video and then basically just upload it to Instagram later throughout the week. None of that on the spot now stuff.
I can't believe they got rid of that. Wow.
Here's the other thing. A lot of folks who used it, they now came back out with what they call the Vine camera. Okay?
What's the Vine camera?
It's basically all the videos. If you want to look at your videos, they're stock-cated on a desktop computer. You can go get your archived videos. Eventually, I'm going to be moving my 300 out of there all onto the Instagram, little one at a time.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
I figure they're not dead, but I work too hard on those damn things.
I'm just going to say, a lot of actual walking time, a lot of heat, a lot of cold night doing this, and it was fun.
It was fun. It was good to do.
And you get to get out, get some fresh air, meet different people.
Yes.
Different characters for Halloween we did.
Getting kicked out of the wind dressed like
Santa Claus. Yeah. Yep. And Santa didn't have the beard on or anything.
It
was just that we don't appreciate this, they said, or appropriate this.
But so...
There we go. Back to Vegas. Getting rid of the little guy.
They got this Vine camera.
I bet if I was a high roller and I wanted to go throw $100 bills and run around and go ho, ho, ho in the casino, they wouldn't have cared then, would you, Steve Wynn's people?
So, anyway, Vine camera, it's a new app. Your videos can still be made and they get loaded straight onto Twitter.
Okay.
I will engage with Twitter. I will post on there, but I'm not heavy into it. I like the Instagram thing, and I'll post our Instagram videos into the Twitter universe.
Twitter is good, I'm noticing, for some reason, a lot of these younger people are into Twitter.
Some people like Twitter better. Some people like Instagram better.
But the reason I'm saying Twitter is it's like a lot of blah, 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 music.
Yeah.
People trying to promote their music on Twitter because it's instant. They could put a 20-second video up fast.
Well, do you ever try to watch a video on there?
No.
Me neither. No. I get too frustrated.
Yes.
It's like, look, either you better activate within that 6 seconds or I'm gone.
But the weird thing too is it's like I see people with 25, 50,000 followers. There's this one girl, Maya Elizabeth something from London. I don't know exactly what town, but we were chatting a little bit and stuff.
Yeah.
And she has like 25,000 followers. She sings, blah, blah. But I'm just saying, she's out there 15 years old doing this. And I don't know if maybe she has a YouTube channel too, but she's doing all this on Twitter.
I'm curious about if... You know, Twitter's problem is, it seems to be, is they haven't monetized anything yet. I know they're doing the NFL games, but I don't really watch football. I'll listen to football if it's on the radio, or I'll put it in a window on the computer if I'm working on something else. But if I can't push that video and have it feed and go and keep up and not keep buffering, I'm gone. Forget it.
Bring up now. Super Bowl's in 2 weeks.
Two weeks, Super Bowl.
Blah, 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 13 days, the 5th of February on Sunday. Who do you like? Atlanta Falcons or the Patriots?
Well, I'm going to say probably the Patriots.
Patriots are -3, 59.5 over under. So that means that's a lot of scoring. But we're in Vegas. That's why I'm giving you the line. Not to bet, to show you how things are done.
Who was the coach of the Patriots? This is my question, true question. The question, who was the coach of the Patriots back in the 80s? The old man guy.
Don't have no clue.
Because there's a couple videos. I remember it was just by, my dad doesn't watch football. It was just by chance he turns on the TV, and I think his name was Woody. Or maybe it's Woody. I want to say it is, but it's not.
You know,
I'll look it up for the next podcast.
Yeah, I'm not really
okay?
good on names.
But anyway,
there
was a fumbled play, and he goes off and he smacks and hits, basically almost like double hands crosses into the head of one of the players. And it was just like this blooper. And it was just by chance, my dad flipping channels, and he turns it on to that within a few seconds. Pow! We were just laughing our ass
Squirrel
off.
We're all serendipity in between the channel vibe. I like that.
It was good. So anyway, goodbye, Vine, and we're staying on Instagram anyway.
And when I was back east, let me tell you something. There are thousands of squirrels in Virginia. And boy, do they run up and down the trees and the sidewalks and the streets by the thousands.
Gray squirrels or brown squirrels?
No, the gray ones.
The gray ones, okay.
I've never seen a brown squirrel. East Coast, there are gray.
Okay, because out here, you can see mostly, I think, brown squirrels. Okay. And then sometimes they'll cross-pollinate and you get this gray-brown squirrel.
I've never seen a brown squirrel. Now, the gray ones, they're little smart little motherfuckers.
They are smart.
They turn around, they get their nuts, they store them away and stuff
yeah.
like that. They hide them and stuff, so they get hibernating for the winter. They're pretty smart. They're always working.
Always working, yeah. I mean, that's what, it's like the story of the, I can't believe how many kids have never heard the story of the ant and the grasshopper.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So well, that's another topic.
How about the turtle and the scorpion? A lot of people never heard
you
about that either.
The turtle and the hare?
No, the scorpion.
I've never heard of the scorpion and the hare.
Where the turtle gets on the scorpion's back and they go across and he stings it and they both die?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. The turtle turns around and says to the scorpion, I don't trust you, but I have to get across the lake. The scorpion says that. And
isn't that the monkey
says,
and the buzzard?
No. The scorpion and
we're
the
gonna
turtle.
We're going to have to do a podcast on kid stories.
Yeah. But really, the scorpion says, why would I turn around and sting you and we would both die? What does the scorpion do? He stings it and they both die. That's his nature, to sting. Turtle and trust him.
Oh, gosh. All right, so it brings us to our third item. This is this nerd item is about 2 months old, but still, it's got to be brought up, okay? We were talking about the Odd Couple. We talked on the phone. Ron Glass passed away. But the new Odd Couple with Matthew Perry. Gary Marshall, who passed away, the creator of Laverne and Shirley,
yes.
Mork and Mindy, Happy Days. He passed away, but they actually brought him as a character playing Oscar's dad.
Oh, that must have been pretty sweet to
way,
have him
way back.
Get in time.
Yeah,
have that in
as
tuned.
A tribute to him.
Yes.
But he passed away. So what they did is they brought a whole bunch of the past cast members back into an episode.
Jack Klugman?
No, not Jack Klugman.
He died?
No. Gary Marshall died.
No, I'm saying, but from the original Odd Couple, Jack Klugman, they didn't bring him back?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
I thought they would have.
No, that was you're talking about the other reunion with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you said they want to bring back the original characters. Why didn't they
bring
back?
No, they brought back characters that Gary Marshall worked with.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
they peppered him through the episode.
Gotcha.
Okay? The episode is basically, it aired November 7th. It was to pay tribute to Gary Marshall, the original creator, and they brought back to act and play, you know, because they brought him back. Here's who they brought back. Okay, they brought back Ron Howard. He was a lawyer in the episode because they're getting ready to spread his ashes.
Okay,
Oscar's dad's ashes.
Gotcha.
Marion Ross.
Oh wow.
Mrs. C. Cindy Williams. Shirley.
Shirley.
Pam Dauber. Mindy from Working Mindy. Anson Williams, Potsy. Donnie Most, Ralph Mouth. And finally, Penny Marshall.
Laverne DeFazio,
who is Gary Marshall's sister.
Real
and played
sister.
Laverne.
Wow.
So I got the clip here set up to play.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Now I am a nerd. I want to see this.
So here's the clip. This is the clip with Mindy, Anson Williams, and also Donnie Most. Okay.
Hey. Can I get you boys a couple of ice cold beers?
Absolutely not. Oscar, no. No alcohol while you're on the antibiotics.
I need something to dull the pain of you.
I have plenty of fluids here in my mani sack.
Wow, an even creepier way of saying fanny pack.
Oscar, that is not a good idea. Okay, how is that cold sensitivity going right now, huh?
Not a problem.
Listen, do you know a Patty Dombrowski?
Oh, yeah, she just left here a little while ago. Why? Who's asking?
I'm Felix. This is my adult roommate, Oscar Madison. He's Walter's son.
No way! Grumpy little Oscar Madison?
Yeah.
Oh my Your dad used to bring you here when you were little. One time, you ate a whole package of urinal cakes.
It said cake.
You are always eating. You
wow.
are like a little goat. I love Walter. He had the greatest stories. He really kept this place laughing.
You guys talking about Walter? We used to work at the candy factory. Back in the day, Walter was the best boss.
Oh, yeah, some of our happiest days were working for that guy. Yeah, before he and Patty stopped working together.
Do you know what the fight was about?
No, but it got ugly. I heard he tried to strangle her with some licorice rope.
I heard that she licked a candy cane into a sharp point and stabbed him.
Then he gave her a chocolate egg filled with cyanide. Now I'm just making stuff up.
So you guys know where Patty is?
Gee, I don't know, but maybe if you were to buy us a beer, we could...
She's at the factory.
Dude, we were this close to getting free beers.
I didn't say candy factory.
So the candy factory is still open?
After your dad left, Patty kept it going.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, wow. Still doing from the 70s, Ralph and Potsy.
They're still pulling the same lines as Ralph and Potsy.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So I just wanted to play that clip. I think that was my
guys,
most favorite.
Guys, out there listening, you got to watch that clip. That's hilarious.
Well, here's the thing, okay, because there's bits and clips of it on YouTube. There's not the whole episode. CBS owns it, okay? You got to pay to go in to see it on CBS and all this other crap. Or I could just read this website in length to where you can go see it for free.
And I would read it because that is where the unique, what we do is for creative purposes only, not financial gain. That's why we do this, for our creativity.
So get ready. I'm going to read it slow. I'm not going to post this because I don't want to get in trouble, but still I want to share what the web address is, and you can go see this episode of The Odd Couple. It's a little bit slow once it starts, but it does get buffered and gets longer the more you keep it paused and then let it go. So that web address is, ready? /FMOVIES/I/O/watch, WATCH, /the-dash, that's dash, not like dash, like a hyphen, not an underscore, /odd-couple-3EPISODE-04-taffy, /TAFFY-DAYS.html. That's the web address, and you can go see it for free. By the way, that episode was called Taffy Days.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, but I want to get it out because I think it's a good idea, too. That's what nerds do. We cover each other's asses.
Exactly, but that was a mouthful.
So, any movies that you saw previews for coming up when you saw Star Wars?
Yeah, Live by Night, Ben Affleck. I heard that didn't do too good in the movies. Yeah. I want to see that. And with Denzel Washington's new movie, I forget the name of that. I don't know if that's Gangsta, something like that. I don't know. That's supposed to be pretty good. And then there was another one I saw, too, that looks pretty good. It's supposed to be out like February 7th, but I forget the name of that.
Well, I saw the preview, and the preview, you don't expect it to be what it's going to be because you're used to its campiness, its silliness, its silly big rubber monster suits. I'm talking about the Power Rangers.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The new Power Rangers movie is coming out March 2017. It's got Bryan Cranston in it as Zordon.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually got some reputable... He's a nerd, too. I think that's why he likes doing this stuff. He did Godzilla.
Yeah.
Why not do this, you know?
Why not? Why not be your nerdum on screen?
Yeah,
really.
I mean, I like always, like, when I would teach improv class, I would always sometimes go to the Power Rangers because it was a moment to be fun and campy. You could play with the silly weapons, or they could argue about who's going to be the Blue Ranger or the Yellow Ranger.
We're a combination of both. Blue and yellow.
Yeah, I'm...
like the song Black and Yellow, Blue and Yellow.
Who are you? I'm Neapolitan
Ranger.
Yes,
exactly.
So I always liked doing that one in improv class, teaching it. But so the movie trailer starts out, you don't think it's Power Rangers. But then towards the end of the trailer, it gets more into the monsters, and it looks more like the kind of monster movies that you grew up with when you were 6 years old. Oh,
sweet. The old Godzilla movies.
What's that? You want to see it?
The old Godzilla movie. Yes.
Let's see the trailer, or let's hear the trailer, okay?
This is your time.
None of us really know each other.
We're all screw-ups.
But somehow... we were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys, check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
Oh, I'm black.
What?
I am.
No, you're not.
Do you feel weird?
We're strong.
Insanely strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here. You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke? We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and four kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool. Pee in that cup.
Power Rangers were a legion of warriors. You must become those warriors.
It's just a hologram, like a video game.
That's a strong-ass hologram.
Not a video game. No one meant to
have all that power. You were born for this. Can
I
just
count the apples? I will destroy everything.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
Gold.
This is your destiny. This is your time.
All right, do you see a little bit of what I mean there by the way they've kind of, it's like, it's not the campy little kids show you saw in the 90s.
No, that's pretty cool. It sounds like Drake is singing the song for that.
Well, there's one song that they've actually gone back to. It's a 22-year-old pop viral video sensation. It's a girl who calls herself Halsey. And for the movie, the first song from the soundtrack is a remake of I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow.
But it's her version. And it's, you want to hear a bit of the clip?
Yeah,
of music?
Definitely.
Let's hear, play a clip of the music of that, what's coming from the Power Rangers.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you.
Kind of a, I guess it was called the genre of electro pop is what I read. And then for the evil princess, Rita Repulsive, you saw walk
Rita
around.
Rita Repulsive. With her, not, okay, well, I'm going to
call staff
that,
or
yeah,
something.
It's got big staffer. She is sexy. Yeah. Who plays her?
That one I'll get that information for you. But for her, they got a remake, which they haven't announced the artist of yet. There's going to be a remake of the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil.
Nice.
Now, that's going to be an interesting
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
I'm curious of how an electropop version of Sympathy for the Devil is going to sound.
What are they going to rate this, you think? PG-13?
I think it's going to be PG-13.
Yeah, because yeah. They're not going to rate it R, but if they rate, they're not going to PG it. So they still want to get that young crowd in there, but not 12 yeah. and down, not too
I
young.
I mean, they got my take for $5.25
yeah,
on Tuesday. I will go see that by myself. So it brings us to our next bit of nerdling news. This comes from, we got two nerd things in our podcast tonight, today, whichever, from England.
Okay,
Britain.
Sweet.
They have a new British pound coin.
Yeah, the what do you call that? I seen that. 2 cent or something like that.
The pence.
Or something. Yeah, the weird thing. The weird thing, whatever the hell it is over there.
Well, it's got all these new little. I saw one and I'm like.
Did you get it?
I don't have one yet, but I want to get one. But do you want to see the video?
Yeah.
Try the video because this thing is just. It is so cool. because it's got all this technical advancement to it. This is the official video from the Mint in England.
The new 12-sided £1 coin is the most secure coin in the world. It has a number of features that make it much more difficult to counterfeit. Its distinctive 12-sided shape, which resembles the old three-penny bit, makes it instantly recognizable, even by touch. It has a bimetallic composition of two colors, with a gold color nickel brass outer and a silver colored nickel plated inner. It has a latent image on the front that changes from a pound symbol to the number one when the coin is seen from different angles. It has micro lettering on the border of both sides of the coin, a £1 on the head side and the year of production on the tail side. It is milled on alternate edges. A high security feature is built into the coin to protect it from counterfeiting in the future. The coin's design reflects United Kingdom's heritage and superb craftsmanship. The coin is produced by the Royal Mint using cutting-edge technology. It also features a new design that shows the English rose, the Welsh leek, the Scottish thistle, and the Northern Irish shamrock emerging from one stem within a royal coronet. The coin features the fifth coinage portrait of Her Majesty the Queen. The new £1 coin has different dimensions from the round pound coin. It is lighter at 8.75 grams. It is thinner at 2.8 millimeters. It is slightly wider. The maximum diameter is 23.43 millimeters. The new 12-sided £1 coin.
What do you think of that?
The only question I have with them is, why would you want to counterfeit a pound, which is like a dollar bill? Why would you want to go through all that trouble
to
counterfeit that? Okay, you might get the mold, you might be able to strike that and stuff, but this isn't like passing $100 bills or 20s where you can make big money. You have to pass a lot of fucking coins.
Well, the society over there is a little more tuned in with coin, the $1 coin.
Yeah, but listen, but it's like a dollar bill. It's like you coming here and wanting to turn around and counterfeit a dollar bill. You have to pass a million of them to make $1 million.
Let's talk about our U.S. dollar coins we've had here. The 1979 Susan B. Anthony dollar. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Don't remember anybody spending it. Once you got it, you kept it as a collector item.
Yeah, because nobody wanted it either.
Nobody wanted it.
They were worthless.
By the point there was a time, they put like a bill, after 2 years, 1979, 1980, they put a billion of those into circulation. And they still had 250 million still in reserve in the U.S. Mint.
And the problem is nobody wants the damn fucking things.
Yeah.
Because they remind you too much of a fucking quarter and people are going to lose 75 cents.
That brings us to the year 2000, the Sacagawea dollar.
Yes.
Remember that? I'm not sure how to describe the color. It was like a rather gold pale. It had no shine at all.
Nothing.
You know, it was very different. And you'd always go to your quarters and you were like, oh my God, I got a dollar in there.
Well, that's good if you're going to turn around and get change from somebody.
Yeah, that's about it.
But the problem is, these guys that are counterfeiting these things, you got to be really stupid.
Yeah.
Because you have to pass a million of these pounds to get away with it. You think you're going to pass a million of them? Now, if you think about the math, if you counterfeited 10,000 $100 bills, that would be $1 million.
Right.
So you're going to get caught one way or the other. At least you only have to pass less bills. What the fuck with these coins? That's like people trying to fucking counterfeit a quarter. What are you going to make counterfeiting a quarter?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so the Sacagawea dollar, it is... Okay, so there's some country. These are the countries, okay? El Salvador, Ecuador, Panama. They are on the dollar currency. So these coins are actually very popular down in those three countries. And it's also the official currency of the country Argentina, Peru, and Zimbabwe, where they have the dollar. So these coins are basically, our dollar, the Sacagawea dollar, is basically going overseas and getting spent over there. Our taxpayer dollars their currency.
Hey, welcome to America.
I had to throw that out there. Now, did you ever collect coins?
Yes.
What was your prize coin?
Tried to get the silver ones, but
higher silver, the quarters that had this higher silver.
Yeah, 1964 and down.
Because they're worth like $5.
Yeah, you want to catch them.
Yes.
But the problem is then you want to see these other guys that find these 19 or 18 something, the $20 gold piece, which is impossible to find. But then they have these commercials. Oh, this rare find, buy yourself one and stuff. Yeah, the coin collecting is good if you get the right one. The one everybody wanted was them silver penny from the 1940 something when the war was there.
The steel pennies. If you could find a copper penny from when they were printing those steel pennies, it's like worth like $20,000 to $40,000.
Wow.
Now, did you ever find a $1 silver note?
No. Oh yeah, a bunch of them.
I found that once by mistake in my cash.
Yeah, but it's like the $2 bill. They were going around years ago. They had the $2 bill red with the United States stamp on it. Oh, this is going to be worth nothing. It's worth fucking $2. It's actually worth less because of the stamp. Cost you fucking more. It's a scam.
It's a scam. It can be.
The silver.
What was your prize?
Favorite probably coin? An 1883 Carson City dollar. I think it's worth $20. Probably back east, if not.
So you didn't spend it yet?
No, okay. No, because it was in the plastic. Like it was graded.
Okay, because my favorite coin, I still have it. I don't know what country it's from, but it's dated, I'm going to say this slow, 1287.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Where'd you get it?
I actually, when I was a kid, I would always go visit this one coin store. And because I, being a kid, it's like you were trying to get that, for some reason, you were like master of your domain.
Yeah, yes we were.
If you had something from 1800.
Yeah.
1800s. Because you could take it to school for show and tell, and you'd be cool kid for the day.
Exactly. 1200, you must have been cool kid for a month.
Well, eventually, I don't think it really had any value because it didn't. I don't think they're going to just hand off a coin dated 1287. But the coin store owner guy said, kid, I don't know if he said kid. I think he said, hey, WC.
Yeah.
Carnicles, come here. You like old coins? I got an old coin for you. There you go.
You must have thought you were the richest kid in the world.
I love that coin. I still have that coin. It's my prized possession, like my pieces of my meteorite.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But another thing I've always thought was, so anyway, yes, I don't have that new British pound. Maybe we can figure out some way how to get one of our British listeners to mail us one.
Yes, why don't you turn around and come to Better Off Mail? They can just come to Vegas, meet us on the strip, do a live podcast of them giving us a coin. That would be awesome.
That would be great. Or if worse comes to worse, I'll wait till I go to the airport again and I'll go to the currency exchange and ask if I can see one.
You can go right over to the bank here and do it, right on two blocks up. All the Chinese banks convert to currency.
We might have to go get one and talk about it in the podcast.
Because all these places, all these foreign, because people coming in with foreign money, they have to convert them into U.S. dollars to gamble and shop.
So
yeah, we could do that right two blocks. That's pretty cool.
But the way money used to be, because I'm using this as a segue into the next story. I went on a hike.
Okay.
Nearby me, it's called Sloan Canyon Conservatory. It's the south part of Las Vegas here.
Oh, nice.
I went looking for the petroglyphs.
What's a petroglyph?
Petroglyphs are basically the Native Americans, the early Americans, would basically put those etchings into rocks, the drawings.
No way! Like the old deer and like the teepees the goats, and stuff?
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
I got a number of pictures that I haven't posted yet, but I'm going to here.
Oh, wow.
But it's about a 3 mile. Here's the thing. They don't talk about it. It's nearly impossible to find where this little tiny trailer visitor center parking lot that they have. You got to go through Inspirata, which is the housing development there.
Oh, wow.
And there's no signs to go to it, okay? I found an article in the paper, or paper here in Vegas, that was just talking about where it was at. So it's like, I had the road. I found it.
Oh, wow.
Took a day off, went out there, and I've never been there before. The day I get there, there's two school buses with about maybe 100, 110 fourth graders, third graders out
there.
Boy,
did you pick the right day to go there?
So the forest ranger type lady comes up to me. Are you with the school group? I go, no, I'm just here solo. Wanted to go see the petroglyphs. She goes, come with me. Takes me into the trailer, sets me up with a bunch of maps, shows me where to go. And she says, well, we got about 150 kids who are coming out here today. We've never done this before, to take them out on a hike, a nature trail, in small groups to up to the Petroglyph Canyon area. I got my hike started very quickly.
Fucking good at all. Oh my gosh, 150 fucking kids.
I got about 20 minutes ahead of them just so I could keep going. I found the petroglyphs, but I gotta go back again because there's what they say, 310 panels, 1,700 of these individual drawings.
That is pretty fucking cool. Wow, that's a lot of, how do you say, artwork?
I love these things.
Treasure?
They're 4,000 years old. This is before Christ.
Wow.
They don't know how to translate them. The oldest, I mean, it's like I've been out to the Valley of Fire to see some more that are 4,000 years old.
Wow.
I found out where there's some more that I'm going to go later this spring called Grapevine Canyon.
Okay, cool.
I like these, say, these petroglyph things.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, but eventually you're going
to... Can you get a chance to find like Indian heads of arrow?
I don't think there's any out there.
Okay.
Yeah, because this area used to be volcanic. There's a lot of volcanic rocks around there.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna have to take the hike.
Yeah.
It's probably about 3 hours. It's an hour and a half in, hour and a half out. It's very simple. You do all the walking around on the strip. It's just there's no slot machines or any girls around.
Oh. Kind of like when we went to Suarez Rocks.
Yes. Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez Rocks.
Yeah, I still got to post those pictures. Okay, so brings us to, you know, anything else you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. So, brings us to our next topic. I found this. This is our next one from Britain, okay? You've always heard stories about how NASA technology from the Apollo missions to the moon, there would be these technologies that would come out that we would be used to utilize in today's society.
Yes.
Now, for example, the memory foam mattresses. NASA invented that for the astronauts' seats when they lift off because it gave them the most cushion and resistance.
Oh, I guess hitting the, or taking off and coming back in from space.
Exactly. So wow. They had the memory foam was invented by NASA. So that's an example of one of the main ones.
I imagine how that must be like to come back into the atmosphere and be like, you know, see all the Earth and everything. That's got to be pretty crazy.
Well, that's one of the big ones, but they have finally came up. Okay, so we got some technology now that has been from the space shuttle era.
Nice.
That they are using in technology.
Okay.
You think it might be something good. Think yes. It might be something beneficial.
Yes,
it is beneficial.
Okay,
oh, it is. It is. They are, okay, so they're using the space shuttle. It was this foam that they would use on the shuttle for sucking up the heat on re-entry and stuff. Very lightweight, very durable. In Britain, they are using it now as breast implants.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you.
So this is from The Mirror in England, the paper there.
Wow.
Headline says, fancy space boobs. New breast implants are filled with materials designed for the shuttle. Okay? They're called B-lights. They're 30% lighter than any other material, according to the experts, and could last lifetimes longer without sagging because they are 30% lighter, okay?
Wow.
And than regular implants, but they cost about £1,000. You gotta get 1,000 of those shiny pound coins to get your space implant boobs.
Wow. Is that for one boob or each?
I think it's for the whole thing, but
nice.
The article goes on, B-Lite implants boasts being 30% lighter than others, making them less likely to sag so they could last a lifetime.
I wonder if they're going to put this in penises, that way they guys can have erections without having to take a pill. That'd be pretty cool. Wow.
On re-entry?
Yeah. And they never blow up.
Hang
you
on.
Never come. Yeah. It's always like the Energizer Bunny. You always get hard.
See, I knew this was going to be a good topic to bring up here.
I love this.
But they're filled with what's called brosilite. How do you pronounce it? Brosilicate?
Borosilite, it looks like.
Borosilite.
New York.
Borosilite. Which was used in the NASA space shuttle's heat shield. And anyway, it's becoming very popular there with women in England. They're getting the breast implants with this new space shuttle material.
That is pretty cool, because if they put it in penises when you get older, now you don't have to take a pill or kill your liver. You just turn around, stick it probably up the thing, boom. Ooh, hey, this is great. It's 30% lighter. It works longer, but I can't have any fun with it.
Or I picture something like maybe a dog chew toy or something. I can imagine the fun Benny Hill would have had with that.
Oh, you're not kidding.
So brings us to, as I said at the beginning of our story, I have a story.
Oh, I want to hear this.
To talk about a rock star who was summoned to the White House.
I want to know, is it Bruce Springsteen?
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not Bruce Springsteen, and it's none of the Monkees.
Wow, so but, it's not anything to connect.
But he is a Jersey boy.
It's got to be Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Hair. band, hair band metal guy from the 80s. Every picture you ever saw of Bon Jovi, excellent coiffed hair, nicely looked, looking good all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So here's this, let's start the backstory.
Okay.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
So at the White House, they have what they call the Centurions, or the Centrons. I don't know what you call them. There's four of them. They're the ones, they get 30-minute shifts. They're the ones that opens the doors outside of the door going from the West Hall inside.
Oh, wow.
They stand there they're at attention. They have, they're almost like the Royal Guard England, okay? But their job is to open the doors. There's two placed outside. They switch every 30 minutes, 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off. And then inside, which there are no pictures of because it's inside near the Oval Office, there's another one standing to open the door and them in and out, okay?
At a good dollar to the tax, at a good buck to the tax to payer.
Now, I had I don't think, he's not a friend, he's not an associate. I know who he is or where he is, but he was one of these sentry guards.
Really?
Marine sentry guards.
Wow.
Okay? Now, I'm not going to say his name, but just to confirm, I'm going to show you his picture, okay? There he is.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay. That's your friend.
That's my friend of mine.
Wow.
Okay? This was a long time ago, all right, when he was there.
Wow.
This is about 1994. We were in an improv class together. We got it talking. And I didn't know that he had this as a job. And I never knew he was in the Marines. Little unknown guard door guy at the White House.
Wow.
West Wing, you know. And so we started talking. I go, well, anybody ever come, anybody famous? He's like, oh, you know, a lot of famous people all the time. All, you know, dignitaries and stuff. And he's like, well, you know, you can't go get an autograph. You just got to stand there and do stuff. I'm like, well, who was the strangest one that ever came there? He says, well, John Bon Jovi came there once, okay? Now, you remember, John Bon Jovi, very nice hair, always through all the music videos in the 80s, right?
Pretty boy.
Do you want to guess which president he was summoned there to?
Reagan.
No.
Bush.
Which one?
The father.
He was summoned there by George Herbert Walker Bush Sr.
Wow, okay? And why?
Wow and why? That's what I wanted to know, okay? Now, John Bon Jovi has quite an extensive visits to the White House, but this particular visit was not even documented.
Really?
No photos, nothing.
A secret summons. Secret summons.
By George Bush to Bon Jovi for something important.
Wow.
Something very worldly, you know, you might think, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I said to my friend, I'm not going to say his name. I said, well, what was John Bombo Jovi's doing there to talk to President Bush, you know, Senior Bush? And I go, could you hear anything by the side of the door? And he says, yeah, I could usually hear, you know, bits of every conversation that was going on. And he continues to tell me, well, what was it? He goes, they were talking about cream rinse, how to take care of split ends on your hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Moisturizers for your hair. John, this has never been told. John Bon Jovi was summoned to the White House by Herbert Walker Bush to give hair care tips. Now, I tried to nail him down on a date on this. It's probably something like end of April or something like May 21st. Now, you gotta remember, I'm reaching back 30 years trying to remember this conversation. It was probably 1991 when John Bon Jovi was summoned to the White House to talk to George Bush Sr. about hair care products.
Wow.
Okay? Now, here's the other dangler. I haven't done this yet, but you can. If you can probably go through on the internet at photos of when George Bush was president from 1989 through 92, and you could probably time when his hair had that kind of a musty look to where there was a point in a pristinery when his hair got really nice.
Because of John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi tips. I've never told that story before.
That is just like something I'm going to tell you I found out on Nothing. Nothing as good as that. That tops it. But I'm watching a lot of metal detectors, you know, like people finding and stuff, blah, blah, blah.
That's
on
fun
YouTube,
stuff.
Yeah. You know what they do a lot of now, which I've never heard of and I saw?
What's that?
Magnet fishing. Have you ever heard of magnet fishing?
Magnet fishing?
You gotta love this. They get a big magnet, like about this big.
Yeah.
They tie it and they put like the screw nail in there. That way you can't come, the magnet can't fall off.
Yeah.
They drill that, boom, boom, boom. They throw it in there and they go to like either a lake. They go to like the city where the rivers are. What they do is they just throw it out.
To see what they can pull up.
And whatever comes in, they go like this and they get it. They have rusty nails. They have bronze nails. They have like a pitchfork. pieces of pitchforks, license plates, everything you can't imagine. The 2 cent penny from England they have, the 1 cent penny. Oh my gosh, you have to watch. There's like hours of these.
Is this for the purpose of recycling?
People just do it because they do it as a
for
hobby.
Shit and giggles.
And, yeah, and some people do it to try to make money at it.
Because I put the magnet on the end of a long stick when I went out to look for little pieces of the meteorites and stuff, the asteroids.
No, this isn't shit and giggles. People do this like for like a hobby. Some people try to do it to make money. I guess they get scrap iron and stuff. They're not going to get rich. Some people find, one guy found like a 30 different knives somebody threw in from the set, but it was lied. It was supposed to be a titanium, but it got picked up by the magnet. It was steel.
Wow.
So you have to watch this, called magnet fishing. It's
really
friggin'
cool. I'm
going to
have to look this up on YouTube.
Yes, it is great. There is 8 minutes, 10 minute, 20 minute videos. There's like, I want to say at least 100 of them with people from all over doing them. And they go to all kinds of canals. Now, the most bizarrest one, I think in Czechoslovakia or in Germany, you're going to love this. They had a big pipe or like a well.
Yeah.
What do you think they found down there? 4 German, what do you call that at the end of the gun? Brigade, not the brigade.
Bayonets.
Bayonets. All different like
sizes. Now, that's got to be a good valuable collectible.
Plus, they found the bronze Hitler head.
No way.
Yes, there's a video they showed this.
Okay, magnet fishing. Yes. I got something to look up tonight.
Magnet fishing. But imagine pulling out a bronze statue about maybe a foot, 9-10 inches of Hitler.
Is bronze magnetic?
Yes.
Okay.
But isn't that unbelievable?
That is cool.
And they just do this and that. I mean, now I have a new hobby I would love to do, except you're not going to do that in Vegas. But if you want to go out somewhere, that's amazing. Magnet fishing.
You're not going to do that in Lake Mead because that's kind of deep.
But it's amazing. You would think that's like, but it's like really imaginary. Like, did somebody lose something
relic? That just totally digs into a kid's mind because you don't know what you're going to get.
These are adults doing it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. The nerdling connection there.
Exactly. Magnet fishing, nerdlings.
I could see father and sons and daughters going out magnet fishing.
You got to check this out. YouTube magnet fishing.
I'm gonna have to look at that. So I started thinking a little bit more about John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi fans don't even know about this, you know?
Wow.
This is the first time I've ever told it. And so anyway, I was thinking, so George Bush, if you go look at the photos, that's probably near the, as he was getting near election time 1 year before. Nice hair. Got to have good hair for the debate. But I have a feeling most presidents have pretty good hair.
Yes.
Okay? So I don't think this hair advice that John Bon Jovi gave is a Democrat or a Republic thing or held to one party. I think it's a White House thing.
Yeah.
It's something that they hung on to and they passed it down president to president. Okay?
Well, because of Bon Jovi.
Because of Bon Jovi. I mean, okay, let's go Clinton, George W. Bush.
Bush Jr.
Obama.
Obama.
Very nice hair all the time. I have a feeling that John Bon Jovi's hair advice from 1991 may be an unwritten rule somewhere, but it is still going and being
given.
Yeah,
maybe it's just something they incorporate when you come in. Because Trump has pretty good hair.
Yeah, that's their thing too.
Did he get that from the White House recently? You don't know. Maybe this is a secret you've...
I think it is. That's why I'm not saying my friend's name. I'm not gonna. I don't want the CIA coming up to us. Okay, how do you know about the hair secret?
Not just that. You might turn around and have to turn around and have a knock at the door and have the hair police.
The hair police
inspect. Who's your friend? Blah, blah, blah. And comb every little ounce of your body, all your hair and everything. You're styling it. You did this and this. Now you're coming with us. Now you wind up in Guantanamo Bay somewhere in the desert over a hair story.
John Bon Jovi's secret to getting rid of split ends is a matter of national security.
Yeah, because they might be using a special gel that nobody knows of. Wow.
Some special Star Wars gel.
Oh.
So brings us to our last item for this Nerdling podcast. Bob Seger was friends with Glenn Frey.
We did
our first Uniquities podcast 1 year ago, ballpark, on Glenn Frey. One of our good, it's kind of one of my favorites almost. I got a lot of favorites on
there. Can't believe he passed away.
So, Glenn Frey sang backup on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man for Bob Seger. Bob Seger co-wrote with Glenn Frey the Eagles song Heartache Tonight.
Yeah.
Well, Bob Seger has just released a song called Glenn's Song.
Oh, wow.
This is a tribute to his friend. It's free download. You can go get it at Bob Seger. That's B-O-B-S-E-G-E-R, not S-A-G-E-R, like I spell it sometimes in my dyslexia. BobSeger.com. You can download and have for free the song that Bob Seger has written called Glenn's Song. So I thought we would close the podcast out with this track.
Wow, that is pretty cool. That is cool.
So we got a lot of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. A lot of good podcasts. But we're not going to get into announcing what they are.
Nope.
Because I'm tired of somebody stealing our ideas.
Stealing the ideas. Other nerdlings.
I'm only 75% sure on that, but anyway, so here's Bob Seger closing out our podcast with his free song you can go get called Glenn's Song.
Showed the whole